This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. From Psalms 60 through 66, Leroy looks at a flag that unites the most diverse group of people in the world. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
Let me tell you a true story about an American flag. It was only a couple of flour sacks sewn together, colored with some blue dye and human blood, but it meant the world to Chaplain Bob Hopkins and his fellow prisoners of war in 1944. The flag had been made by two British prisoners of war and was given to Chaplain Hopkins. Looking back after 40 years, Hopkins said, "That flag meant more to us than freedom. It gave us courage to go on." In Psalm 60, we see the ancient people of God after a stunning defeat. It appears that God had rejected them. The nation is torn apart, and the people are disheartened with no more will to fight. But in the midst of their distress, they look up and see a banner unfurled by the Lord Himself. Psalm 60, verse 4 says, "But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow." Their sorrow turns to joy and their hopes are brought to life. Among these ancient people, a banner unfurled did three things. It united them, it filled them with life and courage, and it struck terror in the hearts of their enemies. And what about today? Do you and I have a banner around which we can unite? One God can use to breathe life and fire into our souls? In Isaiah's prophecy of Jesus Christ, we read these words. "In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner. The nations will rally to him." When Jesus Christ was crucified, he was lifted up from the earth like a banner, that all the eyes of the earth might be fixed on him. Jesus, in predicting his death, said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." So with Christians from every tongue and tribe and nation, we can say, "The Lord is my banner." We are united in our witness for Christ. Jesus prayed that his followers might be one, that the world might believe that God the Father had sent him. If we lift up the banner of anything except the Lord Jesus Christ, it only causes confusion in the minds of unbelievers. What a tragedy for them to see Christians divided, fragmented, and arguing with each other. Our unity and our life is in Jesus Christ. Our witness is to Him. He and He alone is the banner we display to the world. So as we celebrate Flag Day, let's remember another banner, one that represents Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
Perhaps you've been wanting to establish a daily quiet time with the Lord. To help you get started, we'd like to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. It's filled with practical hints and encouragement. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Psalms 67 through 72, if you don't have it, don't try to pass it on. Join us on Daily Discipleship.